This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is The Times evening briefing on Monday, the 16th of May. The Sinn Féin president has accused Boris Johnson of placating the DUP over power sharing and the Northern Ireland Protocol. Mary Lou MacDonald has described a meeting with Boris Johnson as fairly tough. The PM has visited the region to meet with the major Stormont parties amid a warning from Ireland against unilateral action to override the protocol. Robin Walker, Minister for School Standards, has told Times Radio the PM is clear he wants to get power sharing working.
I think we do need to make sure that this minds are focused on this, but we can get down and we can negotiate a solution which I think is in everyone's interests to protect the Belfast Good Friday Agreement in all of its parts. That was very much what the protocol was set up to do in the first place. But we've heard very loudly and clearly from unionism the concerns they have about the way it's currently working. So we need to address that. We need to make sure that both communities are engaged in that process.
Foreign Secretary Liz Truss is expected to formally announce a plan to legislate on the protocol tomorrow. A 22-year-old man has been found guilty of murdering police community support officer Julia James. Callum Wheeler, who's from Aylsham, admitted killing the 53-year-old in April last year but denied murder. She was beaten to death as she walked her dog in countryside near her home in Kent. Russia says Sweden and Finland are making a serious mistake after both making the official decision to join NATO. Earlier, the Swedish Prime Minister said it was the best thing to do considering Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But Moscow's Deputy Foreign Minister says the countries should not have any illusions that they will simply put up with it. Former Defence Minister Sir Gerald Howarth has told us this is a seismic moment in post-war European history.
Here we have two countries which have valued their neutrality, have decided that the threat from their neighbour, Russia, is so great that the only thing that they can reasonably do to protect their people is to apply for membership of NATO. And I think that this should increase the security of Europe rather than undermining it.
London's mayor says he feels incredibly safe despite being named in a list of enemies the Buffalo shooting suspect wanted dead. 10 people were killed in a mass shooting in the US on Saturday. Sadiq Khan reacted to being named in the suspect's manifesto.
But I worry about those people like we saw in Buffalo, innocent people who've lost their lives at the hands of a terrorist. Similarly, we know in London we've seen terrorists try to inflict damage, terrorise us and, change the way we lead our lives. We've got to make sure we're always vigilant, never complacent. The best response to terrorists is to make sure we're resilient and we don't allow ourselves to be cowards.
An 18-year-old man has been charged with first-degree murder. McDonald's will leave Russia permanently after 30 years as it begins to sell all its restaurants. The company's made the decision due to what it's described as the humanitarian crisis caused by the Ukraine war. And you can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host Luke Jones for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on the Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.